It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Pretty good, I think. Pretty good. Hey, just wanted to give you a quick little update, too. We talked yesterday morning about our trip to Branson, and you'll be hearing more about that as we continue to go along. But we're about a fifth of the way there already. So if you're thinking about getting on board the bus to head to Branson this summer with us on our trip to have a good time for a few days down there, you might want to start to consider that here fairly rapidly, because we do have discounted prices that are in effect up until March 9th, or until it's sold out, I guess, if it sells out before then. But we do have a limited number of seats available. But we did have a pretty good response here these last few days. So we've already had about 20 people sign up. We can take about 100 is about the maximum we can do. So if you are interested in doing that, you might want to give that some serious consideration and get in here quick to get yourself on the bus, because we're about a fifth of the way full already. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got a couple of front-load Maytag washers in good condition. Got two demo model, two over-the-range microwave hood combinations. One of them a demo model, the other one slightly damaged. Got a used 55,000 BTU natural gas space heater, good working condition. 3 used automatic washers, got 4 used electric ranges. Used gas range, like new condition. 2 used refrigerators with bottom freezer. Used 40-gallon direct vent LP gas water heater in good condition. Used side-by-sides, have 2 of those near new. Used 2-door refrigerator with top freezer. Got an older 9-cubic-foot chest freezer, works good. 17-cubic-foot all-refrigerator, works good. Got 3 used front-load, 2 used other front-load washers. Freezer's chest and upright. Got sizes from 5 through, including 25-cubic-foot, and most sizes in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Freezer goes bad on you, call W&S. We'll take care of your problem. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and, of course, take care of the service after the sale. Dishwashers, convertible, portable, and built-in by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Jim?
All right, Kendall. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. You know, we talk so much these days about how it's just about half impossible anymore to get the kids outside. You know, we try and try and try to see if we can get them outdoors to do something productive and get out, get a little exercise, instead of just kind of sitting and vegetating in front of the television set or the computer monitor playing video games and things like that. Well, you know, you don't necessarily have to get the kids outside all the time to get them to do something relatively productive. I found an article that really intrigued me the other day. It was on the Iowa State University Extension website, and it was about a competition that happened back in January last month, just about a month ago, and here in Iowa, that I kind of found interesting. I didn't even know it existed, to be quite honest. Remember all the old toys that we used to play with when we were kids? You played with Legos when you were young, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Kendall, were they invented when you were young? That wasn't fair.
It's all right.
We had, you know, we most of us played with Legos when we were young kids. We remember putting those things together. Remember how difficult it was trying to sit there and figure out how you could, even when they gave you some of those little diagrams and designs on how to make certain things, and you'd try to do it, and it looked nothing like the design.
Yeah. I never went there.
Kind of like Santa Claus putting that bike together the night before it's going to be presented to the child. But yeah, kind of difficult sometimes. You know, you try to sit there and figure things out, and you always ended up with Dad next to you, because he could see what you were missing, and he'd try to help you out a little bit. You know, some good times, some good efforts there, too, by youngsters, and a good opportunity for them to be somewhat creative. Well, of course, Legos have grown a little bit over the years, but there is actually something called the First Lego League, and they hold championship events in different locations, and there was one held on January 14th here in Iowa, up at Iowa State University, and there were just hundreds of 9 to 14-year-olds who got up there to show off some of their engineering skills in competing this way. So you don't have to necessarily always get outside to do something productive. You can use your brain a little bit. I got a kick out of it. There were 9 teams that represented 4-H counties. There were 72 teams in total. It is a team sport. There were 72 teams in total, but there were some different teams representing some different counties. Some of them had some pretty creative names, too. You know, there was the Lemonheads from Cedar County. And you had from Harrison County, you had the Ice Pack Attack. I'm not sure what that was about. I like the one from Plymouth County. Their name was the Navigators of Extreme Robot Devices. And devices ends with a big Z. So they use the acronym NERDS. So at least they had a little fun with themselves. But they said, you know, they mentioned that this year teachers, parents, and all and different mentors help students establish 295 first LEGO League teams across the state, and many of them were 4-H teams. And they competed in 9 regional competitions for the chance to advance onto that state championship, which was held at Iowa State. The statewide championship featured 72 teams that were in action from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Iowa State University College of Engineering. I said prior to the competition, teams designed, built, programmed, and tested a robot that was made entirely from LEGO parts. During that event, the team showed judges what they learned by running those robots through different missions, solving problems, and demonstrating core values like teamwork and cooperation. And the lessons all focused on the food factor theme. They said the youngsters learned what it takes to get food safely from the field to the table. It was pretty interesting competition. Holly Bignall is an ISU Extension Science, Engineering, and Technology specialist, and she mentioned how robots can be a really engaging platform for the students to be able to practice using the engineering design process and develop their creativity, teamwork, and thinking skills. So it's a good challenge for them. Two 4-H teams got awards in that competition. Also, there were some opportunities there for the youngsters to, you know, to just kind of be creative. Those two teams that got awards include a combination team from Jasper and Poweshiek counties called SG1. They received a second place in the robot performance category, and also a team from Hancock County, which they named Ice. Actually, that's not the right one. It was Hancock County's name, Fire. They received second place in the teamwork competition. They had 10 members, and they were all working together well, so they got a pretty good award there, too. But they said in the first month, the team kind of fought a little bit, trying to figure out what they're going to. Well, you can just imagine what it's like with design teams in the professional world. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get a bunch of creative people together, it can be interesting. You know, sometimes you think it's the strong-headed, you know, type A personalities that sometimes can't get along real well, and you know they're kind of fighting against each other. But you get creative people together too, and sometimes you run into some issues there. But everybody has their ideas. But they said after their rough patch to beginning, they said the students really came together, and before they began on the day of the competition, they told them that the only thing people will really remember is the character of the team. And they said that really paid off because they worked so well together on that particular day. The Iowa State College of Engineering has directed and sponsored the state championship now for 10 years as part of its outreach and recruitment efforts, and they have a number of sponsors that get on board as well. But I never heard of the first LEGO League before. I guess you can start a league for just about anything these days, but the first LEGO League, they said, is a creation of a nonprofit organization called FIRST that's based in New Hampshire, that's dedicated to inspiring young people to get them to explore science and technology. And of course the LEGO Group, which is the Denmark-based toy manufacturer, they also sponsor that as well. So it's one of those things that it comes up, it pops up all over the country. So dust off the Legos. You don't think?
I don't know where they are anymore.
I know. You know, it's funny though, we stop and think about the way things seem to be these days. Remember when a deck of cards could keep people busy for hours and hours and hours? And now most young people don't even know that a deck of cards exists. They think a deck of cards is something that's on their computer. You know, they want to play solitaire, they mouse click all over the place. You know, you don't play with cards anymore. You know, everything seems to be done for us, to do it the easy way. So it's amazing that you can get, you know, hundreds and hundreds, 72 teams together like that, that are all interested in doing something so simple as to, you know, put these types of things together. I mean, realistically, a lot of these kids are used to getting online these days or getting on their computer and even doing simple little games, you know, dominoes, mahjong, stuff like that. I mean, all these things where it would actually involve motor skills, you know, picking something up and setting it down somewhere, clicking things together. You know, they do all that stuff on the computer so much that they just don't have hands-on. You know, we used to spend so much time with different types of toys. You know, remember the Lincoln Logs? You know, those things still exist, too. You can still go out and buy those. You don't remember those, Kendall?
Never had them.
How old are you?
That's not for publication.
But, you know, the Legos and the Lincoln Logs and things like that. And, you know, we used to play a lot with... Remember the old simple Barrel of Monkeys? Did you ever have the Barrel of Monkeys? I mean, it was just a simple, silly little toy, but, you know, it involved different motor skills and stuff. You know, they had the little arms bent the different ways, and the whole goal was to pick them up and to continue to make a string as long as you could. And, you know, simple things like that, but you know, they look simple, but there is a meaning to it behind them, you know, all teaching you different motor skills and thought processes and things like that. So, you know, the kids are actually getting something out of that. Not that all the computer games are bad, but it is nice to kind of get away from it once in a while, adjust the eyes back to real life, and kind of get back to the basics a little bit. We always thought it was kind of fun. We used to try to do all kinds of different things with the Legos and stuff, too. We used to try to, you know, create whatever we could. It was usually involved in trying to build the tallest structure we could think of.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you only had so many Legos. But I think the Legos have kind of morphed over the years, too. They have more different types of shapes and things. Now mm-hmm. It was mostly just, you know, squares and rectangles when we were kids. Now they have some different ones, too. I was looking at some of the pictures and things of some of the projects that they worked on, especially those robots and things. Yeah, I couldn't have done it with the set I had. It would not have happened. Just don't have the right kind of pieces. But, yeah, it just sparks that creativity. So that's pretty cool. I'm pretty impressed that they could get that many kids involved in something like that. Maybe think about putting a team together next year now, huh?
There you go.
Kendall Warren, like to jump back in with us again this morning and talk to us a little bit more this morning about W&S Suppliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got gas and electric ranges, white Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available in special order. Do have a closeout on two slide-in gas ranges at below wholesale cost. Refrigerators, Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, Amana. I said that once. LG and Estate. Got over 60 units in stock. Good selection of models, colors, and prices. Top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Water softeners by Luxury, an Iowa company, split tank system or cabinet models, free test of water for hardness. Holland gas grills, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burner guarantee in stock. Stop and see us. Still got a few peanuts left, and the pot's on. Jim?
Very good. So nice. He said it twice, huh? Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you have a great Tuesday. Why not make it a great day, and God bless America.